Hey, everybody. Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, to comment on the Mars landing today. I thought it was funny that the moment that they had confirmed the touchdown of this latest Mars rover, that the first words out of their mouth at Mission Control were that something to the effect of, now that it was ready to begin searching the sands for signs of past life.
Touchdown confirmed. Yes. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars, ready to begin seeking the sands of past life.
It cracks me up after so many missions to Mars. I mean, there have been like 49 attempted missions to Mars. There's been, I believe, 8 successful missions. There's like 5 rovers on Mars. And now today, you know, landing on Mars once again with a machine. And they're still looking for life on Mars. It's obvious that there's no life on Mars, okay? It's as dead as a doornail. But they're just obsessed with finding life on Mars or finding signs of past life, because they just really want to believe that life just comes into existence on its own, when in reality, life can only be created by a divine act, by a direct act of God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God created the animals. God created human beings. He breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. But even plants and animals, you know, were created by a divine act from God, and non-life never begets life. That's one of the first things that you learn in biology, is that only life can beget life. So where did the first life forms come from? Well, we believe that they were created by God as Christians, but it's amazing how many scientists will claim that life came about from non-life, even though they have no theory of how that happened. There's no way that they can even begin to explain that process, but they just really want life to have come into existence on its own so that they can just exclude God and discard religion and so forth. And so they just really want to find signs of past life on Mars. They're not going to find it. They've already been looking. They've already been searching. It isn't there. Okay. Here's a little blast from the past. Back in 1996, there was a supposed discovery of evidence for life on Mars. You know, NASA had made the announcement that they believed that they had evidence of life on Mars. And it was a big deal at the time. I vaguely remember it. And Bill Clinton did a little press conference about it on the White House lawn on TV back in 1996 when this happened. And of course, you know, it didn't pan out. It turned out that they were mistaken. And now, you know, 25 years later, everyone agrees that that finding from 1996 was bogus. But it's like they're just hell-bent on this. They just want it to be there so badly. But here's what I thought was ironic, is that right after Bill Clinton talks about this possible discovery of life on Mars, it just rolls directly into a question about abortion, and he just establishes his pro-choice position.
Today, Rock 84001 speaks to us across all those billions of years and millions of miles. It speaks of the possibility of life. If this discovery is confirmed, it will surely be one of the most stunning insights into our universe that science has ever uncovered. Its implications are as far-reaching and awe-inspiring as can be imagined. Even as it promises answers to some of our oldest questions, it poses still others even more fundamental. We will continue to listen closely to what it has to say as we continue the search for answers and for knowledge that is as old as humanity itself, but essential to our people's future. Thank you.
President, Republicans right now are going through a wrenching abortion debate. At the same time, pro-choice advocates have created the Pro-Choice Public Education Project, they're calling it. They say abortion rights are under a very grave danger. Would you agree with that assessment, and what do you think of the Republicans' troubles?
Right now, we have a Supreme Court decision and an administration committed to the pro-choice position.
And isn't it ironic that the pro-choice liberals, they claim to be so into science and so scientific, but yet they reject the scientific definition of life. I've watched political debates where the moderator asked Democratic candidates, when does life begin? And they said at birth. You know, life does not begin at conception, it begins at birth. And that's why they would even be okay with partial birth abortion, third trimester abortion. But let me tell you something. From conception on, biology would tell you that the baby is alive. And obviously it's human. It's a living human organism, even by the definitions of biology. So isn't it funny how liberals kind of pick and choose when they want to believe in science and when they don't? Because they don't accept the scientific definition for life. And here's the thing. This super ultra tiny bacteria that they thought that they had discovered in 1996 was so exciting. Life on Mars. But yet the blastocyst growing in a mother's womb, that little tiny baby, that fetus, is way more impressive than this supposed bacteria that they thought they had discovered. But yet they would have disdain and disregard for that human child growing in its mother's womb and get all excited about some ultra tiny bacteria on Mars that turns out to not even exist in the first place. And it's funny how, you know, Bill Clinton says, we got to keep looking for answers. You know, we got to keep on seeing what's out there. We got to listen, let this meteorite speak to us and this, you know, bacteria can speak to us. But I already have the answers because the answers are found in the Bible. The answers are found in God's word. I already know where we came from and I already know where we're going. And those are questions that science can never answer. Science can never and will never answer those questions because those are spiritual questions. Those are religious questions. They're not scientific questions. And so when science tries to philosophize and when science tries to replace God, it's absurd. And it has nothing to do with actually looking at the evidence because you can just show them so much evidence on the origin of life and they will just go with their atheistic ideology in many cases. Anyway, I just wanted to make those comments because this was something that just happened today and how they're excited that they landed on Mars once again. And I'm sure there are a lot of really interesting scientific discoveries that are going to come from this Mars landing. So I'm not saying that the Mars landing is totally in vain. But I am saying that the search for past life on Mars is in vain because life can only be created directly by God. And you're not going to find any past life on Mars.